so often have opportunity to interact with God, but yet many times we tend to sit and stare. Why? Why do we so often sit and stare, not talking, not thinking, just staring instead of speaking to the Lord or praising? And in those moments, many of us, more often than not, believe we perceive the Lord as somehow disconnected from us, when it isn't readily apparent anything is going on. No events, no conversations, no emails, no text messages. Many of us have a perception of disconnection, and it's not true. We are not disconnected. According to the finished work of the cross, for those who believe on Christ, we are always connected. Do we believe that? Never disconnected. The Lord said so with His ultimate words, always with you and never forsake you. Let's get a better grip on that word, never, as the Lord intends it. A few times, Jesus said the word never, like in Matthew 5:26. He didn't just mean never as we think of it in English. The way He used the word, it was an absolute negative combined with absolute denial, like not, very not. How is it God uses ultimate words like always and never in reference to His relationship with us, but we selectively hear Him? We read the scriptures, give a big amen, but then we want to get selective about how much is every thought, which should be taken captive, and how often is always, or how seldom is never. Measuring, like how wrong is too wrong and how right is right enough. When the Lord said, take every thought captive, He meant not just the bad ones, but the good ones too. But we decide to be selective and re-decide the word of the Lord of every thought, transforming it to become pretty much select thoughts. God said, I am with you always, but yet we often find ourselves re-deciding how often is always. The Lord said, I will never leave you, but yet we re-decide His words, measuring how seldom is never, as if one time out of 1,000 is close enough to call it never. Friends, close enough is not God's character. Pretty much and almost are not His style. I think God meant exactly what He said when He uses the words always, never, and every. The Lord said those ultimate words because He meant them. He did not approximate, and I think it worthy of saying again. He did not say, for the most part, or pretty much rarely. He did not say, take most thoughts captive. That's not what God said. And He meant what He said.